Next application is 11-520, the application of Robert J. and Janet C. Connery. Site is north of Route 26, Vines Creek Road, being southeast of Valley Court, approximately 139.28 feet northeast of Waverly Drive, and more specifically, Lot 16 within Waverly Subdivision, with a 911 address of 32298 Valley Court, Dykesboro, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 134, Map 10, Parcel 340, requesting a variance from the rear yard setback requirement. To be more specific, they are requesting a 2.5-foot variance from the required 20-foot rear yard setback requirement for a shed attached to a garage. We have no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns on this application.
All right, thank you for that, Mr. Lang.
Good evening. State your name and address.
Janet Connery, 32298 Valley Court, Dykesboro.
Thank you.
Robert Connery, 32298 Valley Court, Dykesboro, Delaware, 19939.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
For the record, I'm Raymond Tomasetti, an attorney. Represented Robert and Janet Connery when they purchased the property on December 5th of 2014. This is their permanent residence, and they're the second owner of the property. They purchased the property from Mr. and Mrs. David W. Ferguson, who had the home built on the property. And attached to our application, you'll see a copy of the survey showing the uniqueness of the property, almost like a diamond-shaped property. The house was, we're here tonight because the second page attached to the survey is what we're talking about. And calling it a shed is perhaps a lean-to, and what the previous owner had done for safety reasons, they had actually had affixed it to the garage. The garage has a slab floor. The shed or lean-to does not. It has a plywood floor. The concern we had was based on some safety issues. If it was detached from the garage, given how the structure is, we were afraid of the basically some safety issues. Let me go through the, and again, as Mr. Lang stated, we're seeking a variance of 2.5 feet from the rear property. And the reason why we're seeking the variance is to address the standards is the uniqueness of the property. The lot shape is unique. It is, if we look at the lot from the front to the back, it's about four times greater in the back than in the front. The shed is attached to the garage, as I said, and given the unique shape of the lot, the development of that property, they shifted the garage in the back basically because of the septic and also basically because of the water as well for the well. The variance is necessary for the reasonable use of the property. As I stated earlier, safety issues, if we were to detach the shed, probably would not need the variance given the code, but at the same time, we'd create, I think, a safety issue if the shed was detached from the garage, how it was affixed by the previous owner. The difficulty that was not created by the applicant, it was created by the Fergusons when they had the shed attached to the garage, and we believe it was done sometime after the home was built, so it's been that location at least sometime after 2002. It will not have an effect on the surrounding neighborhood. It's been there that time period for approximately 12 to 13 years. It's been its existing location, has not caused any concerns for any of the neighbors. It will not permanently impair the appropriate use of development or the adjacent property because it's been there, and it will not be detrimental to public welfare. The 2.5 variance is the least possible modification under the regulations, and we believe the variance is necessary to afford relief and also, as I said a couple times earlier, for safety issues, and it does violate the setback by 2.5 feet. And it does represent the lease modification. So for those reasons stated, we're seeking that variance of 2.5 feet from the, call the shed or the lean-to. Have I accurately depicted the need for the?
Yes. You need to have come up there. They went to the mic,
please. Come forward.
Thank you.
Yes, you have. Thank you.
Yes, that is accurate.
All right. We'll see if there's any questions from members of the board. We're going to start with you, Mr. Hudson, please.
No questions.
Right, Mr. Rickards?
No questions.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
And Mr. Callaway, no questions. So are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant has addressed the standards for granting the variance in the case of 11,520. I believe he has stated that the property is unique in the shape, and the application of the shed or lean-to. I don't believe it can otherwise be developed. It wasn't created by the applicant. And as evidenced by the time it's been there already, it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to afford relief. So I would move that we approve case number 11,520.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson, a second by Mr. Mills, that we approve case number 11,520. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,520 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.